Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. We were talking about some of the questions that the youth might have. And when they look at the mourning and the commemoration of Imam Hussein from the outside, and those that have been raised in countries that are not Muslim, they might come in their mind these questions. And we said that one of them was this, was that why should we remember an event that happened 1400 years ago? The second question was, why should we remember Imam Hussein emotionally? And the third question that might occur in the minds of the youth is, why should we cry over Imam Hussein alayhi salam? Why should we weep? Why should we wear black? Can't we be joyous? Can't we be happy? Well, brothers and sisters, each commemoration and each remembrance has to be linked and has to relay with that event itself. If that event is a happy event, then when you remember that event, it should be happy and you should be laughing and you should be very joyous. But when that event is a tragedy, when that event is full of bala and calamity, it is very obvious that remembrance of that event should be with crying, with mourning, and should be in relation to that event itself. And we also said this. We said that these were the answers that we gave from our intellect, from basically logic. But now also let's examine the life and the seerah and the biographies of the Prophet and the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam. Let's see what they did in relation to remembering Imam Hussein alayhi salam. When we look at the narrations, and we said that in general, when the Imams, when the Ahlul Bayt say something for us, it is a proof. If they tell us to do this, and this is what we are supposed to do. If they have done something in their own lives, that is a proof for us that we should also do the same thing, right? In general, this is what we do in following the sunnah and the path of the Prophet and the divine 12 divine guides after them. When you look at the book Al-Kamil fi Tariq of Ibn Athir, we see that there's a story about how Angel Jibreel brought some of the dirt and soil of Karbala to the noble Prophet of Islam. And the Prophet gave this dirt to his wife, Umm Salama, and told her basically that when this soil becomes covered with blood, when this dirt of Karbala becomes covered with blood, know that Hussein will be martyred. She waited, and for many years, waited, and would observe that dirt of Karbala. And then after the event of Ashura happened, on the day of Ashura, the dirt became covered with blood. She wept loudly, and the women of Medina joined her and cried with her. This is one example of how the Prophet, even before Karbala happened, he is telling his wife about the importance of this event. When you look at some of the sayings of the infallible Imams, this very famous saying from Imam Ridha alayhi salam, our eighth Imam, he says this in the book of Amali al-Saduq, يَبْنَ الشَّبِيبِ إِن كُنْتَ بَاكِيًا لَشَيْءٍ فَبْكِ لِلْحُسَيْنِ Ibn Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam. O Ibn Shabib, his companion Ibn Shabib, if you're going to cry for anything, then cry for Hussein ibn Ali. If you're going to save your tears for Imam Hussein. Or in other narrations about Imam Ridha alayhi salam, we see he himself used to cry for Imam Hussein. He says in this narration, again in Al-Amali al-Saduq, إِنَّ يَوْمَ الْحُسَيْنِ أَغْرَهَا جُفُونَنَا وَأَسْبَلَ دُمُوعَنَا. Surely, verily, the day of Hussein, Imam Ridha alayhi salam says in this narration, has damaged our eyelids and has made flow our tears. How much must somebody cry? How much must the great Imam Ridha alayhi salam cry that his eyelids become damaged? Once Imam Ridha alayhi salam says, cry if you save your tears for Imam Hussein. And he himself has cried so much that he injured his eyelids for Imam Hussein. We see that this is a great lesson for us as followers of the same tradition, the tradition of the Prophet and the Ahlul Bayt, that we should also remember Imam Hussein. We should also commemorate the martyrdom of Imam Hussein. We also see in the life of Imam Musa Kadhim alayhi salam, our seventh Imam, that Imam Ridha alayhi salam, again in Amali al-Saduq, said it that he would observe his father. His father would not be seen laughing when Muharram would come. That his sadness would overcome. And that until the 10th day, the day of tragedy and grief, Imam Kadhim alayhi salam would be weeping for Imam Hussein. We also see that the Imams, not only did they cry for Imam Hussein alayhi salam, they encouraged us to have majalis and to gather each other to remember Imam Hussein. In the life of Imam Baqir alayhi salam, our fifth Imam, he says, it is said that he used to bring Komait al-Asadi, a jurist, a hafiz of the Quran, and he would, Komait al-Asadi would recite poetry for Imam Hussein. After this majlis was over, Imam Baqir alayhi salam would get the hand of Komait and say, may God forgive you for your previous and your future sins of Komait. So this is the importance and how the Imams emphasized. This is years later after Ashura that Imam Baqir alayhi salam lived. Let's also look at Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, our sixth Imam. He says in a narration that there is none who recites poetry about Hussein alayhi salam and weeps and makes others weep by means of it, except that God makes paradise incumbent upon him and forgives his sins. So he's encouraging Imam Sadiq not only for us to cry for Imam Hussein, but to make others weep and cry and to recite poetry for Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Imam Ridha alayhi salam, our eighth Imam, he had the poet, the very famous poet, Da'bil Khuza'i, that he would recite for Imam Hussein alayhi salam, and that Imam Ridha alayhi salam came to him in the narration, said, Marhaba, for the person that aids us with his hand and tongue. Those that remember Imam Hussein, that recite poetry for Imam Hussein, Imam Ridha alayhi salam says, you're aiding us with your hand and tongue. So therefore, when we look at the narrations from the Ahlul Bayt, we see there's great emphasis, there's numerous, multiple narrations that we are encouraged to remember Imam Hussein, that it will have very multiple benefits, from forgiving our sins to many different things that we can look at the narrations and benefits that it has. So my dear brothers and sisters, in this Muharram, let's make more of an effort to remember sincerely Imam Hussein, because this is what our logic, our mind tells us, our intellect tells us. And for us to truly benefit from the ceremonies of Imam Hussein, let's bring in the emotional side and use from our feelings and our sentiment, and let's ask Allah to give us permission to cry for Imam Hussein, because this is the seerah. This is the way of the prophets and the infallibles. Wa sallallahu ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa ahl baytihi at-tayyibin at-tahirin.